All right, let's head on over to the kitchen. Cooking with Claude is here. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Oh, Melissa, good morning. And oh, my God, you've done such a beautiful job today with our veterans.
Aw,
thanks,
Mom.
Thank you for bringing in my mother.
Oh, you're welcome, Mom. Yeah, I cried on the air. I don't usually do that, but I had a hard time. I struggled real hard with that one. But what
it's
a blessing
okay.
to find her. It was so nice to find her voice, though. It was a real blessing.
I know, and that's what was so cool. And happy Veterans Day to everybody out there.
Yeah. Thank you, Mom. Yeah. I appreciate it. So this morning, we're also going to be talking about a different family member, but Nicholas came up with a very creative recipe, and he shared it with us last weekend, and it's quite good. I don't know what he ended up calling it, but he might have told us 700 times that it's full of antioxidants. So that's about that was
yeah.
What...
And then what I did, which was really good, was 2 days ago. I decided to make it, and the thing is it's just so, like, it's, like, warm, and it's for this time of year, and, I mean, you could do it all year round, but there's just something about it instead of, like, you know, it's almost like a tea, but it's just water. You know, you just fill your pot up like halfway with water. I don't exactly know how he did it, but the way I did it, and Daddy thought mine was a little more tart. I thought it was delicious, but
I was shocked Dad drank Nicholas's tea, because I will be honest with the listeners, it is very natural. I think it's a very natural tea. It tastes very good, and if you want to add maybe some honey to it to give it some sweetness, I would only suggest that. Derek had it and did not like it. He didn't like it, but I think it's because... because my husband's a nightmare, because I think he just felt like it was almost too natural. But Dad had like 3 glasses of it. I loved it. I had 3 glasses of it. And
I loved it. And I've been drinking it, you know, like
it's
how much
so
water
good.
You're supposed to drink a day. And people have a lot of like a hard time.
Yes.
Drinking a lot of water. Well, I filled up my, you know, my oversized cup with this, and then at the end I just spoon fed myself the fruit, which was just like, it's almost like a poached fruit when it's done. So the way you do this is I took a good sized pot and filled it a little more than halfway with water. I added a full bag of cranberries, the whole cranberries that you get in the produce section. Nicholas is a little bit better than me with the pomegranate. He got a whole pomegranate and just picked out the seeds. I got mine where the seeds were already all pulled out for you, so it's a little more expensive. And I put the whole cup of that in. And then I put in 3 oranges. I peeled them and just, I peeled the skin off and just put the oranges in. And then I put about 3 or 4 apples in. And just that with the top on, just cooked that for a couple of hours. And I noticed what Nicholas did was he would let the water go down and just refill it. I just finished mine and then, you know, just ate the fruit. But
yeah,
did
Nicholas add anything else, like any cinnamon or anything to it?
Cinnamon sticks.
Cinnamon sticks. That's what I thought.
I added cinnamon sticks. I only put 2 in, but next time I'll probably put 3 or 4 in, because
he did 2 though. I think he did, didn't he? Or did Lucy just say you should add this?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
I just thought for myself, cinnamon is one of the best spices you could put in. It's recommended for, you know, like going through menopause and like, I don't know, it's just one of those that keeps coming around, cinnamon. Everybody adds cinnamon to everything.
Yeah.
But I threw cinnamon sticks in it, and I have to tell you, other than Daddy having a couple of cups, I drank the whole pot.
Yeah, I honestly, it was so, I thought it was very tasty. I thought it was very seasonal. It was way less sugar than having hot cocoa or hot cider, which was really nice. And also, like, my throat, I had, like, this sore throat kind of thing going on just because that's the season we're in. And I felt so much better the next morning. It was very good.
I feel like this is almost like taking a natural, like medicine, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
After I do my, you know, morning routine with all my meds and vitamins and all that, the next thing I do is fill up my whole thing with this. And I don't know, I drink it all day long instead of like figuring like what should I make. It's always warm, keep the top on or just turn the oven back on for a couple of minutes and it heats right up. And I have to tell you, it's I was just like, this is good all winter long and healthy and all natural for those who don't like taking medicine.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll have to go to Nicholas's or your house to get the tea because I know, as I mentioned, my husband was not a fan of it. But pretty much every other person was a fan of it. And I just think, like I said, with Derek, I think I would try it with maybe some honey or, like you said, maybe having some more cinnamon sticks to it. I think he just felt it was too bland. I didn't. I thought the natural taste of all the fruits together, it reminded me of a hot version of, like you said, when people flavor their water in the summertime. It was really, really good. I loved it.
Warm, or like when people mull their cider.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
But what I liked about this, I just love it. I'm going to make another pot of it today. I'm just going to keep it going all winter. I just thought it was something different, something healthy, and something when you don't know what to grab for, you could start with grabbing that. It's always ready once you make it.
Yeah.
And like what Nicholas did, when the water starts going down, just pour some more water in it. These fruits last, and they're tasteful, and they're full of all the nutrients also. So
there you go.
Either way, I thought it was great. And I don't know if I'm stepping out of line, but for those of you who like a little shot of whiskey.
Christian just put his hands way up in the air for that.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, you know, you said it, and they didn't shut us off yet,
fired?
Mom. I don't think you're going to get fired, Mom. I don't think so. I think it's okay. Listen.
Okay.
I mean, come on. People at Christmas time are going to put stuff in their eggnog. So, I mean, you're just saying. All you're saying is, hey, if you want to up the ante a little bit. And listen, I mean, how many people, isn't it? I mean, in our household, it's like an Irish tradition that if, like, your kids, I'm not saying we did it or maybe we have, you don't know. You know, like, if your kids have the teeth coming in, that you take whiskey and you put it on their gums or whatever. I mean, listen.
I'm just saying. It's kind of like a nice little after dinner drink.
Look at you, Fance Pants. All right. Well, there you go. I'm not going to add it to the recipe online, but you heard it here. Claude is telling you that's if you wanted to make it up the ante, make it your drink of choice, that's what you would add to it. So there you go,
yes.
Mom. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and happy Veterans Day, and have a great weekend, and I love you all.
We love you too, Mom. Thank you so much.